B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to another Not Safe for Work Rap Party podcast.
Really? We're going to go there?
I don't know. I'm only saying that because everybody seems to love the Not Safe for Work Rap Party podcast.
I think it's because it is an insight into a part of our lives that we never allow anyone to see.
We can't. I mean, it's not too often we can go into that depth on the radio.
And to be quite frank, our significant others don't want us to do it either. But here's the cool thing. If you're listening to this, just know our significant others aren't.
Right. But you're saying that our content that we talk about, the segments we talk about on the rap party is what's not safe for work. I think it's the fact that you use the word shit that people like.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it's the sex.
Maybe that adds to it. But I think it's also the fact that, like, we can obviously,
say a bad
we don't
word.
Have FCC rules on the podcast, and we could be a little more open.
No, we do have
there are rules. Some this is
rules,
not the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that Apple
company.
Places us on us, and our company places on us.
Yeah.
You know, we still have to keep it somewhat family friendly so we don't get the explicit tag.
We don't want that.
On Apple. Yeah, you don't want the explicit tag.
But every once in a while, I think people like to hear Loren say the F word.
Yeah, that's explicit.
Say it.
No, I'm not saying it.
Fudge.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was because of our sexual conversations.
Maybe. Yesterday's, hopefully everybody enjoyed yesterday's Rap Party podcast.
Breaking the different categories.
I didn't even go home and look at porn yesterday. I felt so ashamed of myself for talking about it on the Rap Party podcast. I was like, how can I go home and take that serious?
I went home and looked at it just to marvel at the fact that your website has way more categories than mine.
Oh, yeah. So I use a site called X, the letter X, and then hamster.com.
Yeah.
I found that out from Howard, from Stern. Where's I was hamster? Listening to him
he
one day.
He talks about you porn all the
he
time.
He talks about you porn, but JD came in, who works with Howard, and Howard goes, what website do you go on? He goes, X Hamster. And I was like, oh, let me check that one out.
I bet he couldn't get past that. I bet he was like, why is it there a hamster involved?
Elvis Duran said on his radio show he uses X Video.
Oh, you mean XTube?
Or XTube, yeah.
What does a hamster have to do with it?
I don't know, but the logo of a hamster is up there.
Huh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yep.
I just use Pornhub.
So we're going right back into the conversation, huh?
Okay. All right, let's steer it back to the
I'll tell you what, though. I will say this, just on because it's kind of like on the topic of what we were just talking about. I didn't go home yesterday and look. There have been countless times that I've gone home to jump on the computer to check an email or to do some work or I wanted to go and organize something, and I accidentally end up on a porn site.
How do you accidentally end
I don't
up
know,
on a,
dude.
On a,
it's like I get on the computer. Before you judge, Loren, hold on. I get on the computer, and I'll be like, I'll go to my mail, and I'll be like, oh, there's no mail. I don't have to answer anything. And then all of a sudden, my mind wanders, or I'm waiting for a page to load or something to load,
waiting
and I
for
go,
a page to load? What internet do you have?
He's got that old-school laptop, though, which I'm sure is slow.
And then I just accidentally end up on a porn site, and I've accidentally done something. So
now
I blacked out. I don't
see,
know what
here's
happened.
The thing. I want to ask more, but I don't want to do the same thing that we did.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. We'll come back to it another day.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about.
I'm
Loren.
Very fascinated that you do it at a computer and not your phone. Just so
oh no, I do the phone too.
Okay.
But when nobody's home, I'm at the computer.
What?
Okay. Just out in the open.
No, in the office area.
I have so many questions.
I have to close the blinds, though, yeah.
Don't look at me, neighbor.
Yeah. Or mailman, or UP mailman. Guy, or FedEx guy. Let's go to Loren.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Big spender. Big spender. Money bags.
Shut up.
I looked on your Instagram yesterday. I like poking around in y'all's social media because I don't do it enough, man. That's one fault of mine that I think that makes me a bad radio DJ is that I don't do enough social media.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
With even the barely that I do, I have to do better. Loren's really good at it.
Loren and you even does, started a social media account for your dog.
When was the last time I updated that?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Yeah, go check out and see what the last time
it's probably
going to
be.
Cali
last,
was
I
updated.
Bet it's going to be last year.
I don't know, but you're like when I would try to tag Cash, and stuff, Callie would come up, so I figured you would use that more. Oh, yeah, you haven't done anything for her since the 23rd of December.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're knocking on almost a month.
Meeting.
Bye. All right, bye, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Nicole's going, which meeting?
I think an ops meeting.
Let's see. Which meeting?
Digital.
Digital. That's what we're talking about. Roy's just saying right now he's got to do better on his personal Instagram.
I do.
He hasn't posted on the Daily Callie in how long?
Since December 23rd.
And I didn't even post that, too.
But Nicole likes that because Nicole's whole philosophy is don't post crap.
Well, no, hold on.
Well, it's kind of true.
You're going to a meeting. Bye-bye.
You, both you and Roy need to work on your Instagram, and you got two different posting stuff.
We do. But I know that. I know, like, I'd be a way better on-air host if I was way better at social media.
Yeah, but also social media is weird in the fact of, A, you either got to be like Lauren and have a photographer follow you places and set up shop in stores and stuff, or you have to constantly be doing cool stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And that's hard.
Although, though, like maybe people do want to see what I cook at night.
See, that's just an insight into your private life is what people want.
That's what they
maybe
want.
Maybe that's what I should
and
do.
And then you got to sing it like Oprah.
I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah, I
mean, should I do like I'm doing laundry, folks? So should I show them my personal office?
Maybe.
I don't know. People care? I don't care.
Maybe there's something fun in there. I don't know.
The most likes I get is anything I post to the kids or my wife or like if I'm away somewhere. What I think is funny, like I just took a picture and posted it on my Insta of the Oreo truck parked out in front at the traffic light right here from our radio station.
There's an Oreo truck?
There was. So I put a picture of it on my Insta, and I said, I would destroy this Oreo truck. You know, what truck would you raid?
Mm-hmm.
And that's got no interaction. Meanwhile, I post a picture of Dean, like, running, you know, after a butterfly, and it gets, like, 8,000 likes.
He's so cute. Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll start, but then on the flip side, then I have to get Sterling to record me.
I know, that's ballsy.
You really don't. You have a gimbal. You can just set it up on a pod and use the gimbal.
It's such a thing. I maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe that's one of my New Year's resolutions this year. I'll be better at doing social media. And
I think what we should do on the show account is like once a week, somebody on the show doesn't ask me anything and people can literally like... That person just answers questions, fields questions for an hour.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I got to do more. Because what should I do? Should I just do, like, stories? Because
I do way more stories than I do posts.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know how many photos do I have of me unless I have a photographer. Like, when I go out to eat of us dining, I don't know. I don't know what I should do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm going to do better, though.
Okay.
Because I got to be better at social media. I'm only 27, but yet I approach social media like I'm old.
But you just got a house. Yeah. Now you're not nearly doing the same amount of projects as Lauren, but do a little before and after. Like, you know, take us on a little tour of your house.
Yeah.
True. But at the same time, I think about it like this. I'm in that weird age group that, like, didn't have a smartphone until, like, after high school and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so social media wasn't even... Yeah, right, but I know. But, like, I guess I see, like, other young radio people and they're really good at it. And I'm like, how do I do that? And then I realize, well...
And then there's somebody like Nicole, and I'm not speaking out of term. I would tell her this if she was here. We had this conversation this morning, who, like, tries to play with the algorithms of Instagram and Facebook.
Oh,
and she's like,
that.
You can't overpost. But I was like, yeah, but only 2 people see your post. So post something again so that maybe 4 people see it this time. She's like, that's not the way it works.
Let's not pretend like we know what the gods of Instagram say.
Yeah, because they're constantly changing their minds.
So I say you just do whatever the hell and...
All right. Back to you.
I got out of that
one. No, we're back to you. All right, so project-wise, at your house, what would you like to get done first? Obviously, the baby's nursery needs to get done.
No, I want the baby's nursery done last. How about that?
Why? That's crazy.
I know, because I like having a spare bedroom, and I'm losing a bedroom when we have the baby.
Will all the bedrooms be taken then?
So
Master, Elena, Cash.
And then we have a spare bedroom on the same floor that has all the bedrooms on it.
On the same floor.
That'll be the nursery.
Yeah. And then Dallas has a man room that has a pull-out couch and a it's like a inlay.
Yeah.
Bed.
On the third floor.
Yeah, day bed, I guess. But it's built into the window.
On the third floor. And the fourth floor
has just... I don't have a fourth floor.
Four bedrooms.
What?
The fourth floor has just four bedrooms.
Yeah. Second floor has four bedrooms.
I'm surprised at that.
Why?
I think a house your size would have a five bedroom. Like, I'm surprised you don't have a bedroom downstairs.
So I think Cash's old playroom used to be a bedroom when the original family had it, because the downstairs bathroom, that closet that I have the barn doors over, I think was converted from a shower into a closet.
Yeah, I bet you that was a downstairs bedroom.
Yeah.
Master.
Because, I don't know if it was the master. You think it was the master?
No, I don't think it was the master.
Maybe just like a mother-in-law suite.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. But Dallas's man room has technically can house two beds, you know?
Yeah.
So,
if you need to. Yeah.
Why
do you think they'd put the mother-in-law on the bottom floor? And you're going to say because she's old and she can't go upstairs. But I'm going to say that's the most annoying thing, because then you got to be quiet.
No, it's because she has her own little area. You go upstairs, you can have sex. She doesn't hear you.
Right, but then if you want to watch TV until like midnight.
Well, you're a realtor. You know, like, bedrooms on the first floor.
Yes, I am.
She just calls you out.
RoyBrownHomes.com.
But you know, like, in some neighborhoods, like, that's very coveted to have a bedroom on the first floor.
Yeah, but a lot of times, for master suites, they like to do it for master suites.
Okay, so you want the nursery done last.
Yes.
So what project would you like done first?
I would like my laundry room done first, because Cash's, we're in the middle of potty training. And again, I got peed on the other day. So instead of washing those clothes out in my kitchen sink, I really need a utility sink in my
laundry
room.
That's easy. You could even put a utility sink out in the, you don't want to go out in the garage, but yes, you could. Okay. And then the next project.
Really? That's easy to put in a sink? I would think that's a whole thing.
Not if there's already plumbing in the wall, which there will be in the laundry room. There'll already be pipes, hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
So all they do is just break through the wall, connect it.
I want to stack my washer and dryer. It's a whole thing. But anyway, the laundry room, then Dallas's man room bathroom, because that will essentially become our guest bedroom now.
Okay.
And I want my guest to have a nice bathroom. It's the only bathroom in the whole house that hasn't been upgraded, and it's like... I'm embarrassed by it, honestly.
The only reason why that's going to be expensive is because it is on the third floor, and the contractor has to walk crap up and down the steps. So you're going to get charged a convenience fee.
I don't know.
Trust me, I tiled. I know.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than carrying stuff upstairs.
My GC is pretty good.
Okay.
So laundry room, third floor bathroom.
When's the outdoor coming? The spring
then
is here.
The outdoor. And then the baby's room last.
When's the outdoor going to be done? Because I want to come over and get your hot tub.
You can do that simultaneously. The GC doesn't have to do the outside.
No, I know, but we don't want to start the outside until we get back from our baby moon.
Why?
Because I just have a lot going on. Like, Dallas and I are going
needs
to New York
to see it.
She's
not big on you do it. I come home and look at it.
Oh.
Remember how they did the rock wrong on the chimney?
Didn't they had to take all that down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was stacked rock, so they thought we wanted it stacked, but we wanted grout in it, and that was not discussed because the stone we picked was stacked rock.
This is 100% real-life conversation that we're having.
I know. This is boring. I'm sorry.
It's not boring.
It's not boring.
Now this goes back to the social media. Me cooking dinner, I think that's effing boring.
I think people...
But maybe people want to know.
This is a long form. That's why this is boring. Like, if you looked at my Instagram last night, you want to see my mood boards. Like, that's quick. It's 15 seconds,
and that's
it.
You didn't say the order that you want stuff done in. I find that interesting, and I think our friends who listen to the podcast also find it interesting.
I think that you're going to regret the order. Break down her decisions.
I think you should do master bathroom second. And I'll tell you why.
Can I also tell you why I think I'm putting the baby's room off until last?
Why?
I hate everything right now.
Oh.
That is like boy baby room related. Like, there is nothing. I've seen no pictures of nurseries that I'm inspired by. I feel like I knew exactly what I wanted with Cash's nursery, and it was so great that I'm like, I can't do any better than that, so why am I even trying at this point?
Fair enough.
And I've only decided on the molding in that room because It's the only room that I've seen that I even remotely think is attractive. I don't want like the typical blue room with the elephants and like it's so overdone. So now I've just gone this like almost spa route.
Go camo.
No, I don't want camo because then I got to redo that room again in 3 years when he goes to a big boy bed.
Do a whole Lincoln thing.
What do you mean?
Lincoln
I thought about doing airplanes, but then I thought about you too, and I was like, no, we're not doing airplanes.
I put a simulator in there. Oh, man. Well, I think you should do the outside sooner so that way you can get into the hot tub when it's cold.
Well, here's the other thing. I can't get into the hot tub while I'm pregnant.
Because you're pregnant, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, Roy's family could come down there, sit in for 3.5 hours, get sick, and then leave.
Yeah.
Like the story you told when we came back from the holidays.
We sat in that thing. We'd bring out 2 coolers of alcohol, and we'd just sit out there for hours. Of course, now we'd get out and pee and get back in. It's right. Like we were just pissing on ourselves. But we would drink for hours.
And then you thought that the chemicals are wrong. And then the people at the hot tub place go, no, the chemicals are fine. You just can't be in the hot tub for 3.5 hours.
It's like 15-minute time frame, bud. What?
Yeah. Like when we had the hot tub. And by the way, we are going back up to Beach Mountain again to host an 80s party this year, which we loved last year. And the house that we got, that we rented, had a hot tub. I hope this one does too. Because that was cool. 2 cool things about the hot tub. 1, it was like cold and you were outside.
Mm-hmm.
And 2, people would slip and fall on the deck getting in and out of it.
I'm not even going out there this year. I do hope we get the same house, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as Sterling and I have the same room, I'll be fine.
I was hardly
the same
there.
Room too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't be able to come till Saturday, I don't think. I wish I could get there Friday because the downstairs is cool. They had a game room.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been cool to hang out.
Yeah. I don't know. It was okay.
I don't know. I'm bringing my family, so I'm.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to be around then.
Oh.
You guys don't like my family? I thought we had a good game night in December.
I just don't want to have sex on the same floor as little baby Cash Jen is trying to sleep.
Yeah, and I don't want to be on my gummies and have Cash, like. You
on
know,
your gummies?
Asking for a special, Maney's special gummy bear.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap party podcast, everybody. It was a great show we had today. Go listen to the full show podcast if you missed anything, okay? Don't forget, it is Thursday here in Charlotte. Friday, we'll be doing our podcast live from Queen Park Social, except Loren won't be there.
And if you're a true friend, a true fan of the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show, you will find a way to be there at 5 p.m. Friday. You will do it. Queen Park Social. See you there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.